Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today is Ash Wednesday. It's the beginning of the season of Lent. And we ask the question, why do we put ashes on our foreheads? Let me remind you of what you have heard many times about where this tradition comes from and what does it mean. First of all, ashes are a reminder of who we are. The Bible tells us that we came from dust, and to dust we shall return. They remind us of our mortality. Secondly, these ashes are also a sign of penance. In our life journey, the church saw us falling into sin after we were baptized, indicating that our conversion is not completed once and for all. Penance was a second attempt to foster that conversion. That is why early church fathers even called penance a second baptism. So the ashes remind us that Lent is a time when we are called to change our ways and to do penance. In Bible times, people who were mourning dressed in sackcloth and put ashes on their heads to show the repentance and to seek forgiveness. The people in the biblical stories probably put the ashes on top of their heads. Instead, like our practice, putting these ashes on our foreheads and putting a sign of the cross. We do so because it is a reminder of how we are sealed for Christ. This cross of ashes reminds us of the mark of the Lamb, as it is described in the Revelation of John, about an angel marking the faithful before the tribulation. This faithful would then be protected. The cross of ashes is a mark of protection and ownership. This ashes tonight, this noon, to remind us that we are Christ, that He died so that we might live. It is also significant that we use palm branches to make these ashes. No. The other Sunday, I gathered all the ashes that were left here in the church, and I asked Abraham to burn them. These palms are actually the palms of Palm Sunday, and we burn them because these palms are a symbol of victory. By making the ashes from the palms of Palm Sunday, we are reminded of how all our victories are but ashes before the glory of God. We are also reminded of the events of Holy Week, of how the victory of Christ over sin was won for us on Good Friday. So, with Ash Wednesday, we mark the beginning of our journey to Easter, to a new life, to a resurrected life, to a renewed life in Christ. So how do we make this journey fruitful? Many times at this, the beginning of Lent, we are asked, what are you giving up for Lent? Your favorite dessert? Skipping a meal? But let us ask ourselves a different question. What are we going to take up for Lent? In the gospel reading, Jesus gives us three things we can take up in order to have a holy Lent. The first is prayer. Prayer is the most intimate expression of our friendship with God. Whatever form it takes, prayer develops our friendship with God. So we need to set aside an individual time for prayer, as well as family time for prayer. We can do this more consciously during this period of Lent. The second basic thing that we can do, according to the gospel, is fasting. Every generation of Christians fasted, and we need to continue this practice. We can give up for Lent some food we particularly enjoy, cut out eating between meals, or even the snack before bedtime. In fasting, we have at least just one full meal a day. At the very minimum, we must follow the rule of no meat today and the 7 Fridays of Lent. Whatever form it takes, fasting is good for self-discipline. Fasting helps to break some chains that bind us. It breaks certain habits. Fasting is also good for our spiritual health. It can help us stay physically fit by bringing us to the place where we eat to live and not live to eat. And finally, almsgiving. This is an invitation to be a good steward, to use our resources to best help others. Lent is a good time to get rid of some of the clutter in our one's rooms and in our own lives. Almsgiving can take different forms: the giving of our time, our talent, and our treasure. In whatever form, almsgiving challenges us to stretch the size of our hearts, the lives of others. After this reflection, we will receive ashes on our forehead. It will remind us that soon, very soon, you and I will return to the dust. This is especially very true to me. Since yesterday, when I got notice from my sister-in-law that our eldest brother died, and he is our eldest brother in the family of 12. He just turned 96 last February 10, and we usually would have a group call during the birthdays of our brother or sister. But last February 10, we were not able to call him because he was sick. And, when you get sick and it develops very easily into pneumonia, and then it goes on and on and on, and he was not able to survive it. It's just a reminder for me that we all will return to dust. It reminded me how to use my time that God has allotted me. It could be a good reflection for us too, especially during the season of Lent, to ask ourselves how we want to use the time, the rest of the time that God has given to us in our life. The gospel calls us back to basics: prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. Turn away from sin and be faithful to the gospel. Let this be our thoughts and our prayers as we begin the season of Lent. Amen.